Thank you, Colleen, for presenting our candidates from St. Pius X for the Sacrament of Confirmation. As she was calling your names and you were standing up one by one, I was looking out at you and kind of the thought entered my head, I wonder what's going on in their heads. I wonder what's in their hearts right now. You've been preparing for confirmation. You've come today with family and friends already for your confirmation. So what are you thinking? So I would just propose, you know, you have your own thoughts, but I propose it's a great day for us to kind of hold in our hearts some gratitude. I think it's very appropriate to be thankful for your teachers and catechists, others here at St. Pius who have been working with you and helping you prepare to celebrate the Sacrament of Confirmation. We have this beautiful tradition in our Catholic faith. It's very evident here at St. Pius that the older members of the community take the time to share the faith with younger members. And they do that not just by telling you things about our faith, they do that, but really they talk to you about how much it means to them. They share with you a little about their own relationship with Jesus and why the Catholic faith has changed their life and really been so important to them. So we're really grateful for their teaching, but also for their witness, I think. I bet you're grateful to your sponsors who are here with you today. I bet the sponsors are grateful that you asked them to serve in this way. We know that you've been able to see in your sponsors somebody who's doing his best or her best to follow Jesus faithfully in the Catholic Church. It's kind of sad that none of us could do that perfectly, but you sponsors have given a clear example, again, your own life, not just of being a Catholic, but showing these young people what it means to you and how it's right at the center of your life. So it's given them a lot of encouragement as they've tried to imagine themselves following Jesus now in a more mature way with the help of the Holy Spirit. So we say thanks to your sponsors for that good example and encouragement, and then especially for being here today as you're confirmed. It's a good day, too, I know, to say thanks to God for your parents. And maybe if you think of it, say thanks to them as the day goes on, because we know when God gave you to your parents a few years ago, he gave them lots of responsibilities that come along with you. The first responsibility that God gives to Christian parents is also a great privilege. God invites your parents to partner with him in sharing the gift of faith with you. We know that gift only comes from God. We can't just pick it up somewhere. But God engages your parents in this beautiful desire of his that you know God and that you come to experience God's love. And we know your parents have taken this responsibility seriously because ever since you were really small, your parents have helped you understand how much God loves you, how each one of you is a beloved son or daughter of our Heavenly Father. Your parents have taught you how to talk to God in prayer and how to listen as God speaks to you. Your parents have introduced you to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then they brought you here to the parish community of St. Pius, where there's lots of other people who know Jesus, where we pray together and study together and especially give each other encouragement to stay close to the Lord, even when we have trouble or when that's kind of difficult. So your parents have been making, they still are making sacrifices so that faith can be part of the life of your family, and we don't want to take their sacrifices for granted. So we say thanks to God for your parents and thanks to them for their faithfulness. Finally, I just want you to know that I'm saying thanks to God for all of you who are standing up, who are being confirmed today. I'm really thankful that you've taken the time to prepare for confirmation. I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass that we don't earn the gift of the Holy Spirit by our efforts, but you've been taking time to study, to pray, to work together, to work in the community, and in all of those ways, you've been opening your hearts a little bit wider so the Holy Spirit can come in and live in you now in a new way, in a more personal way. In fact, we're going to be able to say about each of you from now on that you are a living temple of the Holy Spirit. That's a great thing to know about yourself. That God loves you so much, the third person of God, the Holy Spirit, wants to live in you. And when the Holy Spirit comes to be with us, the Spirit doesn't then go away sometime, go someplace else. The Holy Spirit stays with us. And of course, none of us is perfect, as I said, but God's love for you is so intense that he wants to live in you. And that's what the Sacrament of Confirmation makes possible for us. So I thank you for your preparation, your desire for this gift of the Spirit, and I thank you especially for being here today in the community of believers with your hearts wide open, ready to receive what God has in mind to give you this powerful outpouring of the Spirit. So just before I confirm you, I'd like to think with you a little bit about what do we expect to experience with the Holy Spirit living in us, this gift of God's Spirit so close to us. What's that like? What could we look for with the coming of this gift? So let's not have you think about that, though, too long while you're standing up. How about if you sit down? Do you mind? You who are going to be confirmed. I'm going to try not to talk too long, but I won't feel too bad if I do if you're sitting down. So with everybody else in the church, today we're celebrating the second Sunday of Advent. Not everybody's celebrating confirmation today, but everybody's celebrating the second Sunday of Advent. And this is the season every year where we listen to the voice of the prophets and other voices in the scriptures, like today, John the Baptist. And we remember this beautiful truth that's right at the center of our faith, that God loves us sinners so much that he comes to be with us. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, wants to be with you and with me. This is really the purpose of our faith, being part of the Catholic Church, is because this is the place, the way that we get to experience this gift. This is where we find Jesus and where he finds us, and where we can then rejoice in his saving power, in his mercy. We can have life in him. So we don't have to go someplace to find Jesus. He comes to find us. The Savior comes to us where we are. But the problem is, we won't see him. We won't be able to welcome him if we don't look for him. So we don't have to look too far, but we do have to look. And we know that when Jesus came the first time, as we read in the Gospels, lots of people didn't recognize him. Their hearts weren't open to what he was saying. Their hearts weren't open to his saving power. So we don't want to make that mistake. We want to be looking for Jesus. So this is, we might say, the purpose of Advent, to kind of stir up in us again a desire to see Jesus and to experience him. And this is precisely how it's connected to the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is where our celebration of confirmation and our celebration of Advent meet very beautifully, I think. It's a great time of the year to celebrate this sacrament, because it's the work of the Holy Spirit living in us to help us see Jesus, who's right here very close to us, but we can get distracted and we can miss him for not paying attention. And as the prophets remind us, as John the Baptist reminds us, life's road goes up and down. We have to get over some high points. We get through some low points, twists and turns. It can be rough. Life just doesn't go in a straight line. And we're contending with things all the time that kind of capture our attention and sometimes make us fearful or worried or selfish, angry. And we might miss Jesus when we're so taken up with all that. So happily, God cares for us. We have the gift of the Spirit living in us. And it's with the Spirit living in us, helping us see, helping us hear, that we can recognize the coming of Jesus to us, right where we live, not just kind of coming to everybody in general, in some general way, but Jesus coming to you and to me. And he meets us right where we are, Jesus. So he didn't come into the world after everything was all straightened out and everybody was behaving, nothing was going wrong. But he came right into the midst of our human situation with all of its ups and downs, with its pluses and minuses. Jesus isn't afraid of all that. In fact, that's the reason why he comes, because we need a Savior. We can't get it all sorted out ourselves. We can't heal ourselves. We can't heal all our relationships. We need the power of God from outside of us to make that happen. But that's exactly God's plan for us. So what I'd like to suggest is that we just take a moment to call upon the Holy Spirit to help us see Jesus, to see where he is in our lives, or where he might be looking to meet us if we would look in his direction. This exercise, it's really a prayer, calling upon the third person of the Trinity, I think just gives those who are being confirmed a taste of what it's like to have the Holy Spirit working in us, living in us, and maybe it kind of renews that for all of us as we celebrate this second Sunday of Advent. So as I said, we look for Jesus not some faraway place, but right where we find ourselves. Let's get into maybe just a kind of a prayerful mood here, reflective mood, and we know this church is filled with the life and the power of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are all around us, being showered on us. So we pray, Holy Spirit, help me to recognize Jesus right where I find myself. Help me to see that Jesus is with us in our family. Maybe our family's struggling. Jesus comes to meet us there. Maybe there's somebody in the family that I don't get along so well with. Help me see Jesus there in that relationship. He wants to bring us healing and peace. Holy Spirit, help me see Jesus where I go to school. Help me see that Jesus is there with my friends, my classmates, my teachers. Maybe school is a great place for me. Maybe it's a place where I struggle or worry, don't feel welcome on some days. Holy Spirit, help me see that Jesus is there with me. Things that worry me, don't worry him. He comes with his healing and his peace. If I'm working, help me see Jesus where I work, in the work that I do. Help me see that Jesus wants to work through me, that he shows his face in the people around me. Holy Spirit, help me see that Jesus is with me when I encounter people who are different from me, people whose culture is different, whose politics are different, whose experience is different. When I find people who are troublesome or worrisome, help me see that Jesus is there with us. Maybe it's that man on the street corner who's homeless, who I like to look away from. Help me look at him and see that Jesus is there. Holy Spirit, I know I've sinned. I've made a mess of some things. I've been selfish. Maybe tried my best and fallen short. Help me see that Jesus is right there with me. Even when I've messed things up, and I think especially then, Jesus wants to show himself to me, to forgive me, to help me take a step in a good direction. Not alone, but with him walking with me. Holy Spirit, without your help, I think I might miss the coming of Jesus. I might get distracted or worried or feel too guilty or afraid. So live in me. Give me your gifts. Help me to recognize the coming of Jesus this Advent in a new way, in a special way. Help me especially to recognize him as we celebrate this Mass. We hear his word spoken and we recognize him in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Help us, Holy Spirit, to put our faith in this presence of Jesus. Amen. So maybe that just alerts you, me, to the possibility, the probability that we can encounter Jesus in the days ahead, that he wants to be with us right where we are. And not because we're perfect, but because we need a Savior. And this great gift is renewed for us again this year, this holy season. Help us, especially those of you who are being confirmed today, that maybe sometime during the coming week, you might, by yourself, when you have a chance, say a prayer kind of like we were just praying. Talk to the Holy Spirit who's living right in you through your baptism and confirmation. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see Jesus and to receive what Jesus wants to give you. It's all good. It's all good what the Lord wants you to experience. It's the power of the Holy Spirit working quietly, gently, but also very powerfully to help us have this encounter with our living Lord. I've been praying for all of you who are being confirmed. Today I've been praying just this way, asking the Holy Spirit to act in you very powerfully, beautifully, so that you can have a deep and personal relationship with our Lord and begin to experience a more fruitful life in him. And I'm going to keep you in my prayers in the days ahead. I hope you'll pray for me too, because I need a Savior. It's like you do, and I don't want to miss him when he shows himself to me, when he offers his life, his grace to me. So I hope we can, maybe this season of Advent, pray for one another. Be thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And with the Spirit living and working in us, be alert to the beautiful saving presence, the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord.